Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Even though this week Kristen is filled with manatee love and joy the way that Katy Perry was when she got off of that Blue Origin rocket and said that she felt the love of the world.
Do you know that if Katy Perry can, listen,
she felt the love of the world when it landed.
Bert, if Katy Perry can call herself an astronaut because she flew up to space for 11 minutes, mm-hmm. I can call myself a marine biologist because I saw manatee.
On to fight.
Hey, right? You've been watching them on the webcams this morning.
I thought I saw one. It was a turtle, but that's okay.
You know the difference.
I do. Just like a marine biologist would. Boom.
So even though she's filled with all this love and joy and positivity, she still disagrees with me because I say that you can't have it all. Kristen goes, no, you can't. And I got this email a couple of weeks ago that I've been trying to get to that I thought would lead us into a pretty good debate about it.
I am so ready for this debate. I did my homework, man.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay. I have done none.
Okay. But you do have an email to read.
Yes. Hey, Bert. I'm 37 years old and about to make a big time life decision. I've been listening to you since high school and I didn't really have male role models growing up, and believe it or not, I kind of looked up to you.
Oh, God, look.
He wrote, not physically.
Damn, Chris, sorry.
Yeah, that was out loud. Yo.
What happened to manatee love?
I need to pull up the webcam again, sorry.
He writes, not physically, I tower over you. Anyway, I hope this isn't weird, but I could really use some advice and don't really have anybody in my life to turn to. If I had an uncle, I'd want to be like you. Aww. So I hope this isn't weird. It's mm-hmm. nice.
It's very sweet.
So anyway, like I said, I'm 37 years old, coming up on a big life decision. I have the opportunity to take a new job with a huge company that would put me in a tax bracket I never thought I'd be in. Like crazy high, he writes. But it would be a demanding job that would take a lot of sacrifice on my wife, kids, and our way of life. We travel a lot together, and I know you do too. I saw in an AMA, ask me anything, a while ago, you said you had thoughts that you could have done more in your career, but you settled. Could you explain more? And if you could do it all over again, would you choose more work and money with more prestige, or are you happy settling for less? Thanks for any help. I respect you a lot, from Jared. So what I meant by that was there are some local personalities that I look at that just have more of a grind than I do. You can tell because they're out late night in clubs, or they are hosting different events for different organizations, or they're the voice of different organizations around Atlanta while they were also doing a shift on the radio. Our show is a little bit different because we have so much content on this that it takes a lot, it pulls a lot more from us than other shows do. But I do look at some of those personalities sometimes going, you know what, had I grinded a little bit more, maybe I would be that, or I would be doing that, or maybe, you know, I dabbled in the idea of TV at one point. Maybe I could have done more with the syndication, but with all of that, it would have taken a lot of time away from my family, you know? And as I look back at it now, I got two great relationships with my sons. In fact, last week, you know, my son wrote me a card and said that I was his best friend. And right there, I mean, when your almost 18-year-old son tells you, like, he's your best friend, I know it sounds corny and all, but, man, I mean, is there a better gift than that?
No. That's not corny.
So when I read something like that, I'm like, okay, I'm glad I made the decisions I did. And I do, looking now at my life, I can say I have it all. Oh, I didn't feel so on the way up sometimes because I was pulling from my family to do work. But I think the argument that I'm going to make with you this morning, Kristen, is your definition of having it all changes over the years. It all depends on what your definition of what it all is. I don't think you have to be either rich and successful or have no family life whatsoever or personal life whatsoever. I think the definition of having it all is balance.
And that's the thing. As a working mom, I don't have balance. And I've had conversations with colleagues and acquaintances in that there really is no such thing as balance. One day something's going to give. One day your family's going to give. One day work's going to give. And maybe that is a type of balance, but the phrase having it all makes my skin crawl. And it's so archaic. And I would do anything just to just rid it from the earth. And to explain, I think like having it all has never really been directed at men. This is a phrase that's been directed at women. And that's the origin.
I don't think that's fair at all. Okay. I really don't think it's a gender thing.
I do. And so the reason why is because having it all originated with Helen Gurley Brown, okay? She wrote a book back in 1982 called Having It All, and it was directed at women. And just to let you know, this was a self-help book that she wrote. But the thing is, you know, having it all has evolved over the years. And now when you say that to a woman, you know, you can have it all. You can be a wife and a mother and have a successful career and a thriving personal life. You can have it all. That phrase, I feel, over the years has been targeted. That phrase has been targeted at women. You hardly ever hear somebody tell a man like, Mo, you can have it all. You can be a working father and you can have it all. Like that's...
I must run in a very different circle then.
Really?
Because yeah. I mean, I'm in a men's circle and we talk about this all the time.
I got to back Kristen on this one. The only times I've heard it are for a relation for women, specifically working moms.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm a man and I'm in a men's group and this is what we talk about quite a bit.
I believe you. And I think there is validity to that for sure. I mean, that is the experience you're having and that's something you're talking about with your men's group. I do wonder how many other groups of men who are talking about that are actually talking about that. Because your men's group, like, you have a lot of very successful career men in that group. And so I think those conversations do happen. But I think when we're talking largely from a societal standpoint, that's it's generally aimed at women. The same way, like, looking a certain way or losing weight is generally aimed at women, but it also affects men.
So from my female perspective, like, the whole phrase, having it all, I feel like has always set you up for failure. And I understand, like, you know, your definition of what is having it all. Do I have it all? No. Do I have enough? Yes. Like, I have a great career that I've worked really hard at, right? Are there other things that I would have liked to accomplish by now? Yeah. I have a beautiful family and I have a beautiful son, but am I missing his Easter egg hunt on Thursday so I can do a speech for Bert's Big Adventure? Yeah. If I was having it all, I'd be able to do both and I can't.
See, my definition of having it all is having enough in all of these areas.
So I have enough and I am, and I was talking to Cassie about this yesterday. I think another question you need to ask yourself I don't think you should ask yourself, do I have it all? I think you should ask yourself, do you have enough and are you fulfilled? I feel like, are you fulfilled is the better question. And when I ask myself that, that ebb and flows. It's a different response every single day. Some days I am very fulfilled. Other days I am not. And I think too, for women, when it comes to having it all, if we're just bare bonesing it, right? Like if we're not going to do all the nuances, because this is a very layered, nuanced question that you ask yourself, you know, can you have it all? I refuse to use that phrase because I feel like it sets me up for failure. And no, I can't have it all, but that's okay. I can have enough. And I also think for women, like, until we close the pay gap, until women have autonomy back over their bodies, until we have better maternity leave, until we have better prenatal care, until we have better child care, I think we are set up to fail, you know, thinking we can have it all. And like the prime example was when Representative Brittany Peterson had to fly from Colorado to D.C. with her 4-week-old baby so she could vote because they wouldn't allow her to vote by proxy. Our society isn't set up for women to have it all.
Your debate is, your side is better than mine because I chose to hang out with my friends and not do the research.
I personally don't think you can have it all. I don't. I think maybe I've had these conversations amongst my circles with men as well. I just think they're a bit different. Like the sacrifices may be different at different levels. Maybe not as a working father per se, because I'm not a father, but it's terms as far as career, family, relationship, you're going to sacrifice something. Mm-hmm. And I think if mm-hmm. most successful people will tell you that. It reminds me of a debate I have with my lady all the time, jokingly, of where I'm always telling her, you always tell me you want to spend more time with me, but then I always need to have this situation financially to where I have to be able to do everything you want to do. I can't give you both. I would love to, right? Like, I have to work in order for you to be happy. At the same time, if I'm at work, you're not happy. You can't have it all. And I think having it all does change at different stages of your life. But at the same time, typically, if you are ambitious, you are going to sacrifice something. And it's almost impossible to fill every bucket the way you would want to at any given time.
Well, I think that's just how life is set up. Like, there are seasons of life where you have to pour more into one bucket so that in a different season of life, you don't have to focus on that bucket as much. Like, I think about anywhere in your career or in school. Like, I remember when I was in high school or in college, like, I was grinding like 24/7 so that I could get to a place at 27 and 28 and not feel like I had regrets in the past. Like, I set up my life to be a certain way so that I could focus on other things. And I think that goes for a career too. I see my dad did that as well, where like there were years where he was living very much that stereotypical dad life where he went to work and then he was exhausted when he came home. And he did that so that now at 28, we have more of a relationship because he has the freedom because he set up his career that way. So my advice to this emailer, this caller, I basically just be to like realize that this is a season of life where maybe you do have to grind a little bit more in this area.
Here's Amanda. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning. One of the things that's bugging me is that you guys are kind of mixing up having it all. It's either you either have it all or you have enough and that's as good as it gets. But it's kind of like when you have achieved enough and you know that your plate is full. But so having it all to me is not having it easy, like having it made. So I think that we shouldn't mix up having it all with having it made. Because to Kristen's point, I have two kids. My kids are older than Kristen's. My kids are very busy in sports. And believe me, it tugs at your heart when you can't be at mm-hmm. every sporting event and every practice. And some of the moms can. But I know that I have it all. I've got healthy, beautiful kids. I have an excellent career, beautiful house. We're all healthy, and we're able to do the vacations and things like that. Am I a celebrity that has a nanny cooking and, you know, chauffeuring my children? No, you know, but I do think I have it all. And, you know, I feel very blessed. I've worked very hard. Are there more things I want to accomplish? Absolutely. But I think that the mindset that a lot of women do have is that there's this, we confuse having it all with having it made. And I do think in some ways Bert is right, where there's that layer of having enough is very similar to having it all. But I think that we just need to get our mindset to think more about, like, don't focus on having it made, but us appreciating that we do have it all. And maybe there's a little more to that.
Yeah, that's a great call. Thank you very much. I feel like it just comes down to acceptance.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you know, do I have it all? No, and I'm okay with that. Like, I have enough. Like, I feel very fortunate with what I have, and I'm, like, I'm okay with that, and I'm appreciative of that. But at the same time, I just feel like that phrase has been shoved down, you know, women's throats and working, especially working mothers' throats for so long, and that it just, it has set a lot of people up for failure and disappointment. So instead of trying to have it all, just make sure your life is fulfilled and you have enough.
This is one we could circle back to tomorrow morning. If you want to go on our Facebook page and make some comments about this, I'm sure the video will be up later and you want to make some comments there, we'll read them tomorrow morning. It's the Burt Show.
Get it.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
It is go time. Go time for our producer, Jackson. About to make the plunge.
Is there water in the pool?
Turns out planning an engagement's hard.
Yeah,
it's not the most straightforward thing. You think that it's going to be this most exciting time of your life, which, don't get me wrong, it is very exciting.
Nice
but,
clean up.
Nice save.
But it's complicated. There's a lot of moving parts involved in this whole thing. And so last time I came and talked to you guys about this, I didn't even know where to start. I was thinking about where to do it, what to do, do I invite people afterwards, when, all this stuff. But then you guys were like, slow down, we got to get a ring first,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a few options for rings. She had given me an idea of the style that she wanted, but good. She ultimately wanted to be surprised. And that was like a big part of this whole mm-hmm. thing for her. She doesn't want to go in. As much as I would love for us to go to the ring shop and she's like, that one, and I pay and we're good to go, yeah. That'd be great. Wasn't the case.
Yeah, do whatever you're going to do. And I'm not judging or anything, but I do, for me, it takes kind of the romance out of it. When you're going to pick it together, there's something about the surprise of you making the final decision. She can give you some guidelines, but for me, it's more romantic.
You know, that's a good reminder, because when I've had friends and family in the past that have said that that's how they went and did their ring shopping, I was kind of like, oh man, that does take it out. But now that I'm in the situation, I'm like, God, please, that'd be really nice.
I would want that too.
And so,
Wait, what'd you say?
I would want to do it the way Jackson.
Oh, okay, I thought you said I feel that way too. Like, you are ring shopping.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, sorry.
Right.
You almost, good save.
We almost pivoted.
I was like, why is Bert looking at me like that? And so I told you guys that, like, my mom was generous enough to offer up a diamond. And so, like, I would just have to get the setting for it. Her mom actually offered up one of her rings that I know that my girlfriend said and commented on that she really liked. So I had all these really great options. And I also even had some listeners who own these jewelry stores reach out to me and, like, like say that they'd help me out, you know, with, you know, planning this whole thing and all this stuff. But last weekend I was going to a wedding for one of her cousins in Miami.
Ooh, inspo.
And so I was thinking maybe this is a good time to kind of get the blessing from her parents. And so the week before I was really digging deep on the ring shopping because I wanted to have say that at least I had an order placed by the time that I'm asking them, you know, for their blessing. And so, you know, I'm online and I'm looking through all these designs and I literally have everything like basically in the cart. And this is like a custom ring that I found from this jeweler on Instagram who she's obsessed with and she's talked to me in the past about, and it takes like 4 months to make it. So I want to kind of get the ball rolling, obviously, right?
So you're buying a ring online and not seeing it in person?
That's the thing. So I was like, is this a good idea? Maybe this is a bad idea.
Apparently not.
I don't know. Oh, man.
And so I did a lot of due diligence on it. I read a ton of reviews on it. I saw a lot of, you know, independent reviews on Reddit. I was doing all of the things that you're supposed to do before making a big purchase like this.
But not seeing it in person.
Besides seeing it in person.
Kristen moved over. She can't even sit next to you right now.
She did. Look at her body language. Like, ew.
She's so
like
disgusting.
You're that person? Ew.
It's not that bad, right?
It's a dangerous game to play.
Yeah. All right. 1-855-VIRTUO. If you've done this, you've gone ring shopping, engagement ring shopping online. Were you happy with your purchase? Or when you came back, it was like one of those whistles? Whistle rings?
It's a ring pop.
Ring pop. Ring pop.
And so before I, like, you know, fully check out, I'm like, all right, I need to ask her one time just some vague general questions just to get the approval. And I kind of ask her, I need to know for sure. Are you on board with this exact style? Like, I need to know if anything's changed. And so she goes back on the website and she starts looking through and she's like, maybe not. And I was like, huh? Because I was literally about to check out and pull the trigger on this.
So
and
wait, so you showed her what you had in the cart?
I didn't show her exactly. I was just asking her kind of vague details of like the options that I had picked on some of these bespoke settings that I was looking at. And she wasn't entirely on board as enthusiastically as she was before when she had brought this jeweler up.
You are a bold man. I won't even buy a rug online.
It's true, man.
I know. And so I was very happy that I asked something, but it's kind of just taken me back. Now we've got to go back to the drawing board. But I did tell her, all right, we got to go to a place and at least try some of these on so that you know what they look like on your finger.
So my brother's in the middle of this process right now, too, because he's going to get engaged in the near future. And I think it's only going to help your girlfriend because you might think something looks beautiful on somebody else's hands, but everyone's hands are different. Like some people have little tiny fingers. Some people have like long, beautiful, elegant swan fingers. Some people got little chode fingers. And all those, all the different designs, all the different diamond shapes look different. So she needs to put it on and see how she feels when she puts it on.
All right, got time for just a couple of calls here. Hey, Megan, good morning. An online purchase that is jewelry or specifically an engagement ring.
Yes, my husband did this. And we never went ring shopping. I just left a magazine open to a picture that I liked.
Of course.
And his entire firm used the same company, like sight unseen, did not try on, nothing. And he told him what they want. He wanted and what size and what clarity and budget. And I have the most gorgeous diamond ring. And so does every single person in his company.
Okay, that's great. Nice. That's an endorsement right there. And one more. Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, it's your turn.
Yes, sir. I bought my ring online and for my fiance, and it worked out well. She showed me a couple of styles just like Carrie did, and it turned out really well. Like, she loves it. It surprised her. She had no idea it was coming. And then we also bought our bands online.
So you endorse Temu?
Oh, no.
He's a guest.
Come on. He's like, why do I listen to this show? Why would I call
him? Just bullied him on live radio.
Get it? The Burt Show.
It actually happened.
It was surreal.
Yeah. Now, I use the word celebrity very, very loosely, and I'm not comfortable with the word, and I don't see... we're known locally, right? But it... I realized yesterday that I am very bad at being a celebrity because I was so geeked out yesterday.
We can tell by your selfies.
Oh my God, was I geeked out yesterday. So if you don't know, I was selected to be an ambassador for the Atlanta airport. And with that comes getting your picture taken and put up on the big billboard on top of the escalator going up into baggage claim and all of that. But there was a press conference slash pep rally yesterday at the airport in the atrium. So I show up to it. And again, I am geeking out the entire time. I mean, this is a tremendous honor. And I'll tell you why. I mean, I've been doing this for 25 years. You guys have been part of it for a very, very long time. And to be considered as one of the people that is welcoming those from other cities and other countries to Atlanta, saying, hey, this is my city, man. I take tremendous pride in that. Tremendous pride. This city has given me everything in my life. It really has. So to be part of this celebration yesterday and chosen to be, I was geeking out over the entire day. So I show up to it, and I wasn't really quite sure what to expect. The Atlanta airport has done a good job hiding details from me because they know that I will give them out on the air prematurely.
You got some loose lips, man.
So I wasn't exactly sure what was going to happen.
You cannot be trusted with pertinent information.
No, I can't. Unless I'm told up front, then I'm like, okay.
Or if they just would have wrote it at the end of an email, then they would have been safe because right. You never got that far.
So Amanda and I show up at the airport. I'm so glad she was with me yesterday. That's another a side piece of this as well. So my girlfriend goes with me to the airport. We end up at the atrium. And as soon as my eyes could see what was going on, I was overwhelmed with, honestly, it was giddiness. It was just giddiness. It looked like, I mean, it felt to me like there were dozens of cameras there, TV cameras from not only local, but nationally also, because this is the Atlanta airport's 100th birthday. I mean, we have come a very long way, right? Mm-hmm. So there's all these cameras lined up and there are rows of chairs with names on it reserved for names like Shirley Franklin, the former mayor of Atlanta. Names like Andrew Young, who is part of American history and mm-hmm. civil rights, was in the Martin Luther King Circle of Advice. He was one of his advisors. And my name is on a seat in the same rows. I'm like, what? What? And I look up. And there is so much security with big guns.
Oh, I bet.
That I knew that there were going to be a lot of heavyweights there, man. So as I'm looking around and I am totally and completely geeking out, and I'll be honest with you, man, I was way more excited this than Jeezy was.
Happy to see that.
Jeezy's there. He's all cool about it, you know. Let's see, Shirley Franklin, Rashan Ali, who is like the queen of radio to
love
me
her.
In Atlanta. Way cooler than me, 100%. She was excited, but like not in this geeks kind of way. So we're lining up, and I didn't know it at the time. And by the way, every living Atlanta mayor, previous Atlanta mayor was there.
Oh, wow.
So they're all there, everyone, single one of them. And I'm just overwhelmed because I'm literally sitting in back of Maynard Jackson's wife. All right, now he's passed, but she's there. And then directly to her right is the nephew of the Hartsfield family.
Oh, wow.
So Hartsfield Jackson is there right in front of me, right? And I'm right behind them where I should be or four rows back. And I'm talking to Maynard Jackson's wife,
his widow.
Vivian, who is just, she's got the soul of an angel. You know how there are just some people that you talk to and there's something, I think there's something about this age also, her age. It's just where they're taking in everything and they're just so loving. She was so supportive. And every time his name was mentioned, she would clap.
Aww.
And she would put her hands like up to her mouth. Like she was so filled with pride that this airport is named after him. And she was so proud to be married to him also.
That's awesome.
So I'm behind them, all the mayors. are there, and I just have my eyes on Andrew Young. I mean, I am thinking, like, if I'm doing one thing today, mm-hmm. is I am getting my picture taken with that icon.
As you should.
Which I did. It came out very blurry, as Kristen mentioned earlier.
Dude, y'all, this picture. I mean, the fact that Bert takes a selfie with civil rights activist icon Andrew Young. I mean, we drive on his highway constantly, and Bert looks great. It is a crystal clear, beautiful selfie of Bert. Andrew Young couldn't be more blurry. Your phone was just tearing up.
I think I had it on portrait mode.
That's
I don't know.
What it was.
I did the same thing with Shirley Franklin.
Yeah, you did.
Who's been in here before, but I was so geeked out to see her that my hands are shaking as I'm taking the picture, right? Because I'm so geeked out by it. They bring us all the ambassadors up on stage. There's like Jeezy, like I said. A former wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons. AJ Terrell is up there. Rashan Ali is up there. There are activists from Atlanta, big time activists that have changed the city on this stage to my left and to my right. And I'm on it. I'm like, I think Kristen might be pranking me again.
the whole time, that's what you're thinking.
I'm not kidding. Before Bert left, because he had to bounce right after the show to get to the airport for their centennial press conference, and he looked at me and Tommy, and he goes, "You guys aren't messing with me." Like, the whole faux Post Malone interview has really scarred him. And we're like, no, dude, like, this is legit.
I made sure everybody had two hands. So after the pictures, they bring us over. They escort us over to that big screen above the escalators. And the pictures of the ambassadors are up there for 60 seconds. So I don't care how long it's going to take. I'm going to see this thing come up. Well, I kind of did because I was last.
They save the best for last.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah. By the way, the current mayor was there also, who, by the way, says hello and listens to the show from time to time. By the way, Jeezy knew the show. Jeezy knew me.
Really?
He's like, oh my God, man. You're a legend. I'm like,
what?
You're Jeezy. He literally said that.
Really?
Yes.
That's
wow.
So cool.
Your
selfie with Mayor Andre Dickens, much better than the one you took with Andrew Young.
I was calmer. Yeah. I was much calmer, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm watching one ambassador come up on the screen, and then I stop recording. And then there's another one, and I stop recording. And then mine, Amanda, has the phone at this point. Mine comes out, and I swear to you guys, I was this close to crying.
Aww.
Wow.
I was absolutely this close to crying, because I think it said, "Welcome to Atlanta," mm-hmm. underneath me, and there was my picture right there representing our city. It was one of the most magical days of my life.
Aww.
That's incredible.
It really was one time
you could have let the tears fly.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, but there were other ambassadors there, and they were all cool, and what am I going to do, start crying?
Yeah, you're at the airport, just be like, I just saw the most beautiful military homecoming.
Right.
That's why I'm crying.
So that was the day yesterday. And thank you to Atlanta Airport for making me an ambassador and making me one of the faces of the city at the airport. I think it's up for the next year, you guys.
Dude, it's a great photo, too.
Thank you. Yeah, they did a really good job.
Photo.
There's a lot of hair and makeup involved in that. It's the Bert Show.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The fact that you, Abby, do not consider yourself bold is it's crazy to me. Absolutely crazy to me. So if you weren't listening yesterday, Abby was very, very vulnerable about body image problems that she's had for a very, very long time.
Yeah. Yesterday, I mean, we talked more about my history with eating disorders. So if you, if that's really triggering for you, we're going to get into that. And for me, it's funny because I was really, really thin in high school. And I think I was the kind of thin that people think you have an eating disorder because you're so thin. And what's so crazy is that I think when I looked, quote unquote, the healthiest, like the body type that's more acceptable to people, like that's when I had my biggest struggles with eating. I developed a really, maybe severe is too severe of a word, but I had a really debilitating binge eating disorder that plagued me probably from the years 17 to 20, 21, 22. And then once I graduated college, I was kind of able to remediate it on my own. And it was debilitating. It took over my life. And, you know, I really struggled with overcoming it. But yeah, to this day, it's probably one of the hardest things I've ever gone through.
And I think these conversations on the show, I'm so proud of. We bring you guys here to make you laugh in the morning. But these, I mean, we got so many young women that are listening to the show that hearing these stories and connecting to them, I think are really, really important. And I had a question for you also. I texted you this a couple of days ago, so I want to let everybody know I'm not surprising you with this. But when I was on vacation, I was scrolling through your Instagram stories, and there was one that stood out to me that, knowing your history with body image, I thought, wow, that is very brave, but also very dangerous. I hope people were kind about it. But it was you highlighting a bikini that you're in, a bathing suit that pretty much showed everything right there. And it wasn't like a thirst trap or anything like that. It was just you putting a bathing suit on saying what, that you were going to wear this to the beach or what?
It was a fun game show I created called Will This Swimsuit Make It Past My Body Dysmorphia?
Okay. So you're having fun with it.
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention to it very long because it felt a little weird to me, but I just felt like, wow, that is really bold step. So in listening to you yesterday, I'm very interested to know how you were feeling. First of all, being okay with the idea, how much you must have struggled with that. And then coming to grips with like, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. And what has the reaction been?
The reaction's been positive. I mean, the funny thing about the internet, especially with my specific audience, I think the more, I don't think humble's the right word, but like the more like, if you're not being braggadocious on the internet, people tend to be kinder to you. Just for my specific audience, it's funny because if I post something where I look really cute, if you look at all the comments, there's all these random comments that will pick apart your appearance or the color of your lipstick or what you need to wear or whatever, which it's the internet, so I'm fine with. But if you come out and say, like, if you're honest about your insecurities, I find that people tend to be more tend to embrace it more. And people really were kind to me in the comments of that video. And if you haven't seen my Instagram, it's basically just a funny game show I created for my Instagram reels where I'm saying, will this swimsuit make it past my body dysmorphia? Basically just saying, am I going to let how I look in this bikini dictate whether I wear it or not on a family vacation? Last minute, I decided to go to Tampa to see my family, and I had this bathing suit that I picked out for my vacation to Greece that I'm taking later this year. And it's a very revealing bikini. I haven't worn a bikini probably in 2 years, and it was the first time I was putting one on in a long time. And I was like, you know, I know if I'm feeling like this, I know getting ready for summer, a lot of other women are looking at themselves in the mirror going, I hate this. I don't like the way I look in this. Oh my God, I should have worked out more. I should have been more disciplined. I should have ate less, blah, 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 blah. And so I thought it would be really funny to take this moment and deflect with humor, which is what I do with everything, and just put it out on the internet that where I'm saying, I really don't like the way I look in this bikini, but I'm going to laugh at myself that it is ridiculous that I would potentially not wear this very expensive bikini because I think I look like X, Y, and Z in it.
So when you put a bikini like that on and you're out in the wild, on the beach, are you self-conscious about it?
So self-conscious. And honestly, also these bikinis, like they are, I don't know what these designers are doing, but none of them want to make them even remotely high coverage. Like you can't
so much butt cheek.
You can't find a bikini that isn't a thong or a moderate thong nowadays. And so I think body image has always, body image has always been a problem, but I think especially with the bikinis that are on the market now today, like it's even worse because it shows everything.
Right. So even when you're walking around it, you're still self-conscious when you have it on and you're walking around.
Yeah, but
you
absolutely.
And are you constantly telling yourself like, you're okay, you're okay, you're okay, or what's the mindset?
I mean, well, when I put it on and I was at a family event, I was like, I probably should have picked something a little bit more modest for this occasion.
But you said you can't. There are no bathing suits really that are more modest.
Yeah, I know.
I guess it could have been a one piece.
I mean, I could have picked out like a one piece or whatever, but I was like, you know, I'm with the girls. I don't want to wear something that's like, you know, sort of modest looking or something I would wear to like a charity event. Like I want to wear like a cute bikini. And so I remember walking out onto the rooftop of the hotel that we were staying at in St. Pete. And I remember thinking, I feel very exposed because I had forgotten my cover up because I was flying Frontier. So I was trying not to pack as much as possible because I didn't want to get pulled over and have to pay more for a carry on. So I had forgotten it. And I mean, yeah, it's just uncomfortable. You feel very exposed and you're more self-conscious than anybody, like no one's paying attention to you. And that's the whole thing about body dysmorphia is like, you think everyone's paying attention to it. No one cares. Literally no one cares.
That's something somebody said to me once that stuck with me is like, cause you do get in your head about how you look. And like, I've always maintained the 45 degree angle. So as long as you're laying and you're at 45 degrees, it makes you look your slimmest. Like it's so stupid. But you have to ask yourself and think back, because you think everybody's looking at you think they're judging your body and you think they're like, you know, poking everything apart. But do you like, can you think of anybody, like what's the last person you remember seeing on the beach and did that stick with you? And were you just like, oh my God, I can't believe she wore that. Mm-hmm. No, I don't have a single person in my head from any of the beach trips I've taken over the years that I have, you know, that I've like consumed my brain. So why would I think I'm consuming anybody's brain?
I'm not exactly sure how to phrase this question. It feels weird to say that it's a brave or bold decision for a woman to wear a bikini now because of all the thoughts in their head. Is it weird to say that? That's a brave move just to wear a two-piece?
I don't think it's brave per se. But I don't know what word I would use, but I feel like brave, it diminishes the word brave by saying you're brave for wearing a bikini.
I agree with you. I think it's brave on a personal level, right? I don't think everyone else is going to look and see you in a bikini and be like, you're so brave. But I think when you have body image issues and you put yourself out there in a way that you're uncomfortable and you push your comfort zone in a way that could be very detrimental to you mentally, I do think that is a personal brave moment. So maybe like there's a different word.
It's like when they were saying that Pamela Anderson was brave for going on the red carpet for not wearing makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's somewhat of an equivalent there. Because you call firefighters brave for running into a burning building to save a life. So when you're comparing the two, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of, but I agree with what Cassie's saying. Because you're overcoming all these insecurities in your head. And if you're overcoming a condition like, you know, an eating disorder or body dysmorphia, like it takes a lot to put that suit on and to go out in public because literally you're not going to enjoy yourself the entire time.
Really?
You're going to be consumed with thoughts of what you look like. Is this poking out? Is this hanging out? I need to adjust this. Am I sitting the right way? Can you see a fat roll right now? Like it's incessant, right?
Yeah. I mean, 100%. And I remember, well, it was really cold on the rooftop, so I did end up just covering up with a towel, which did kind of remediate some of those thoughts. But yeah, I mean, it's just, I think in a way it's brave brave to be that exposed. I mean, I think just because of swimsuit culture, if you will, like wearing a bikini is just very normalized and it seems very innocuous. But yeah, walking out and being more exposed than you've ever been. And if you're used to hiding your body in big sweatshirts like I am, or like big sweatpants, it is in a way brave. But yeah, I definitely wouldn't compare myself to a first responder.
If you lined up 100 women, I want each of the women on the Burt Show to answer this differently. If you were to line up 100 women, how many of those 100 would say that they're completely comfortable in their own skin when they're wearing a bikini?
5, maybe? I would say 5.
I mean, I remember the first bikini I ever got was a Minnie Mouse bikini, and I was maybe in 5th grade, and I thought I was too fat to wear it. And I never got to wear it because I just kept putting it off until I would lose weight, and I was fine, and I didn't know that. So I think it depends on a lot of factors, but I think for a lot of women, it starts so early, and that body dysmorphia grows. So I would be with Abby, like maybe 5 in 100 out of 100.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually going to go lower than that.
Lower than that.
Yeah.
Really?
It's not going to prevent you from wearing it, but I just think a majority of women will look in the mirror when they put that on and you will find a flaw.
Oh, that sucks.
It doesn't get easier as you get older and gain more confidence in doing it.
You care less.
Yeah, I was going to say, for me,
you care less. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it gets easier, but maybe that is how it gets easier, right? Is that you just, your the amount of F's you give have just flown up.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.